Blog Talk Radio.
Morning. Welcome
morning.
Back to On Point.
Morning.
Glad to have you here with me today. This is our very special Valentine's Day edition. We want to welcome you back this week with us. We have something kind of special. And in recognition of love's holiday, Valentine's Day, we're going to give a serious look and a listen to the voice of love. This force so overwhelming that it makes some kind of crave it, long for it, search for it, come to believe in it, believe that will elude them sometimes. And then some, it makes others feel as if Earth was designed just for them, and every pleasure that it holds is afforded to just them. Join us on this auspicious occasion of love's holiday as we hear the words of its tantalizing voice. Well, it's no secret. The idea of love having a face, it's not something new to us. It's not unheard of, because it's the face of mother, of Nana, your sister, your lady. And for her, for that lady, it's the face of her father, brother, daughter, grandfather, her fella. And then for them both, it's the face of their significant other, that lover. But what about a voice? What about the voice of love? If it had one, it would probably be the voice of Gilbert Symes, respected author, spiritually reincarnated. Thank you for joining us. Or James Deshaies, esteemed author of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. We appreciate you being here. Or Dr. James Moore, professor and professional businessman. Thank you. Abdul speaks, spoken word aficionado and entrepreneur. Or even Lady Trace, wordsmith and radio personality. Myself. Whatever the case, we're going to give love a voice today. We want you to sit back, relax, and listen to it. Because it could sound just like this.
If love could speak, I think it would say this. There are so many different definitions of love, but which ones are correct? I believe that they are all accurate in some sense, because there are many different types of love. I came to the conclusion that love is way too complicated to be described by one simple definition. Our brain is only wired to comprehend and understand a limited amount of information. As human beings, we tend to rearrange information into familiar categories in our minds in order for us to understand them. The more information we learn only leads us to more questions as we come to realize just how little we actually know. To me, love is a special emotional, mental, and spiritual bond that connects two souls. This is a broad definition, but do we really know the true meaning of love, or is it just an illusion? I call this one, what is love? What is love? I haven't a clue, but I feel it every time I look at you. Love without trust is nothing but lust, burned by the fire and turned into dust. I love God and you as a friend, the type of love that will never end. Love is a connection of souls on a different plane, and searching for it can make you insane. Love is an emotion, feeling, and bond that will still be around even when we are gone. Does it come from the heart? Does it come from the soul? Or is it something much deeper we cannot control? Been searching for so long and treated like dirt. Every time I think I found it, I only get hurt. Through the aches, pain, and time I spend, only to get my heart broken in the end. What is love, and why is it so hard to find? Some keep on searching till the end of time. Love may be in front of your eyes, blinded by passion, lust, and lies. I will give you everything, including my pride. The day you left my life is the day I died. The love of my God always lives on, even at times when I think it's gone. Something you should know, I swear it's true. My heart cannot help falling in love with you. That's what love would say.
That's what love would say. Or it's a possibility that it could sound like this.
I love me some you. Who doesn't love a sunny day or the feel of a cool breeze moving across one's face? Those are universal things in life that are truly enjoyed by everyone. But there are some things that are beyond the knowledge of the universe, aren't fully understood by human nature. The love that has been created in my spirit is without rules or universal understanding. It is directed at you and gains strength from the moment we spend cultivating our love. The unsuccessful relationships in my past created a vacuum in my spirit that only you have been able to fill completely. Who doesn't enjoy a big, thick strawberry dipped in sweet chocolate or honey spooned in a hot cup of tea? These are things truly loved in universal ways. Few have not enjoyed the pleasure derived from these things. But the depth of our connection can't be measured in simple universal terms. It requires one to explore beyond mere words or an area of the spirit where you touch me gently on my chest while discovering the rhythm of my heartbeat. How can I be asked to describe the undescribable or define that which has been hidden from me for so long? My once endless search has finally come to an end at your feet. And all that is left to say, I love me some you. That is what love would say.
Next. It could. That's what love could say. Or it might expound a little different, and it could sound like this.
I lost in love for the very last time. Feeling alone and confused, afraid to make a move. Regardless of beautiful rainbows, all I could see were the blues. I was the male version of Stella, and I had just lost my groove. Even in a crowded room of laughter, I remained captured by disaster as my heartstrings continued to grind. Eternal epiphany played like a symphony as these simple words kept illuminating my mind. No more supermodel types. No more fine to the eyes with Maybelline lashes. No more soft, creamy thighs bringing me in and out of hot flashes. No more chasing good looks, because I'm always the fish on the hook, and I keep being took by these beautiful crooks that can't even cook, much less read a good book. I was shook. So I went to an open mic, trying to cool out and get my heart back to beating right, trying to move the pictures of a fine behind across the thin line of exotic screams, candlelight, strawberries, and whipped cream. Somebody call 911, because my nightmare is being trapped inside of yesterday's good dream. Then suddenly from nowhere came a voice of reason. She came to my table and spoke in due season. Noticing my pain, she asked me my name, and with beautiful words began playing chiropractor on my brain. She touched my hand and gently moved my shoulder. As the game came, her fingers changed lanes, reminiscent of Spain's runaway freight train, I began to relax. And her concern was chugga-chugga-choo, went down my track with lights past dim. The scene went from blue to half past black. She was and man, she knew just how to act. As the show came to an end, I slowly began to move close to show that my appreciation was the utmost. Our lips were the glasses, and I had already proposed the toast. But suddenly, the light hit me by surprise, still swept in the moment of touching and feeling that. Eastern tongue, and though her heart was still strung, I could now see that her hairstyle had the side profile of dried grass mixed with cow dung. I pulled away from her lips, and that's when it really got weird. From my mouth suddenly appeared a small hair from her beard. I composed myself and tried to play it cool, because the woman I had just kissed looked like she rode the little short special bus to school. I glanced at my watch, perpetrating the wash. Torn between friendship, love, trust, and disgust, I promised I'd give Miss Special a call, wondering to myself if I'd ever really call at all. So I walked alone home as I approached where I parked. I saw a spark from the dark. It was a gun to my chest. He wasn't... The stick, then the barrel was lit. I fell to the ground, so the bullet was spent. Then, like a dream, I heard a scream. It was that special chick. She hit Mr. Mean Gun Toad in the throat as he choked. His boy snatched her by the hair. She dropped to her knees, because her hair was nothing more than a doodle grass weave. I could tell she was trained, because she was speaking in Chinese. Face dropped and proceeds to sneeze. I rose from my blood, though I continued to bleed. Even what my Sifu said in my head, that it's better to die fighting than to live like you're dead. It was tonsil kick, neck strike, left, right. Me and Miss Special was in a fight for our life. Then came Mr. Mean Gun Tote, who she made choke. He cleared his throat and said, I'll send you both to hell. He slapped Miss Special so hard all the hair on her chin fell. He punched her in the eye, thought she would cry, but she cried out the dangling cocked eye and said, is that your best? I looked over my shoulder and she still had two good eyes left. I was running out of breath. Hold up, let me catch my breath. I looked at Miss Special and there was nothing ugly left. In fact, she was so beautiful, I was taken by surprise. I asked what was up with the ugly disguise. She said I was tired of guys' lies trying to get between my thighs. Tonight I came back for you to claim your prize. That's when I realized the main bad guy had slapped my future bride. So out of pride, I switched up my fighting profile and proceeded to beat this old school 40th Street style. I tell you what, but I don't like to cuss. To put it mildly, we left them bleeding, barely breathing, face down in the dust. Miss Special smiled and put her hand on my chest. I looked her in the eyes and said, because you're so special, I have one special request. I put my ring on her finger and said, I'll always give you my best. She said, tonight we both passed the ultimate test of life or death. So if you want me for my for your wife, then my answer is yes. And that's why she's special. And that's what love would say.
Yes, that is something love would say. Or it could sound like this.
Pure, unblemished, and beautiful. From the moment I set my eyes in the direction of this ever-since presence, I then became aware of all the things that defy the mantle of description. I then became engulfed in the reckless act of being consumed by blind reflection. I was lost in the surreal and began to think. Here I am in the middle of a thought, spellbound by the concept of having something so splendidly wonderful to have and to hold. Here I am, in the confines of a bonded bliss, captured by ever-enticing menagerie that could possibly flow through the waterfalls of my imagination. Here I am, stuck in a perpetual state of longing, want, and blind desire that appears almost to having nothing but a soothing end or tranquil answer. Here I am, locked in a quandary of how, in a labyrinth when, in the middle of a maze, constructed of raw, unbridled, uninhibited, unquestioning emotion. Here I am, trapped by the sweetest capture my heart, mind, and senses have ever come to know or possibly ever will attempt to come to fathom. Here I am, inspired by this jailer of indescribable fire, this keeper of vivid, wild, burning, uncontrollable, and unstoppable, ever-searing desire. And I am drawn to it. I am caught by it. I am captivated by it. I am in a spiraling wanderlust of glee over it. I am enthralled by it. I am totally, completely, and utterly consumed by it. Here I am, completely dumbfounded by the pure grace, the majesty, the sheer magnificence of all I've ever hoped to dream of personified in the most illustrious vessel, the embodiment of sensuality, the pinnacle of a heart's passion, the zenith of dire craving. You see, I cannot find enough words to describe the force, the presence, the majestic anomaly that is, likened to water, soothing, refreshing, and pure, likened to gold, invaluable, rich, and unblemished, likened to a rose, sweet, fragrant, and beautiful. Truly God created nothing as heart-stopping, as wondrous, as vivacious, as incredible, as you. That's what love would say.
Yes. That's what love could say. Or it could say, you could say this.
I couldn't help but notice. I have a question. I have a quandary. I have a mental unsettlement that needs to be addressed. I have something to ask that will lift the weight of wonder off my chest. I know you are in the game of pursuit, and how at the end of the quest tends to lead the hunter of the majestic treasure, which you hold ever so dear, to a singularly gratifying yet empty conquest. I couldn't help but notice that there are things about you that would escape the normal naked eye. I couldn't help but notice there are wondrous things about you that would make one take a second or yet a moment to imagine and even fantasize. But there's one thing that I'm not sure to answer by myself, and the fact that I'm questioning simply means that I'm interested in the soulful, wondrous, and tantalizing, refreshing persona that is you, above all else. Please forgive my intrusions upon the gates of your privacy, which you hold ever so dear, and forgive my manners to find out for myself the thing that makes you appear to be so unearthly magnetic and so uncannily draws me more near. You see, I couldn't help but notice that you were not draped, you know, without covering. Without the extra armor or support or strength, you were left alone all upon this world, and your armor had escaped. I couldn't help but notice how the walk you brandish exudes femininity beyond all boundaries of reason, how the sway of your poise threatens the calm of my composure and gives rise to the hidden fervor of my masculine season. I couldn't help but notice that in a crowd of 100, 200, or even 3, though every eye is on you and every thought is about you, the only glance that was cut from you was toward me. I couldn't help but notice that the moment you spoke, all around stopped and moved in slow motion, and every breath you'd take would emphasize the degree of sensuality that would send my mind reeling with discreet, passionate notions. I couldn't help but notice your mere presence causes some to stop and start becoming disoriented and get lost in craving reflection, giving credence to what was said. God rested on the seventh day, and that's because once you were created, he couldn't improve upon perfection. These things I know. I am just a man who admires beauty, and I stand in awe each time I see you. from sheer amazement of how the heavens did their duty. God is the greatest designer of all things beautiful, and you are the most beautiful of designs, and you should know this. But these are words of a single opinion, and I just couldn't help but notice. That is what love would say.
And I agree. I think that's what love would say. But it could also sound like this, if I had its voice today. I'm going to write you a letter. And I'm writing this to get you in the best of moods and to keep you lifted high, not to mention make you know that you are outlandishly special to me at every level allowed. Just, man. Today you were a thought. And today I felt my heart race and my breath quicken when you breathed through the halls of my mind. Today you captured me all over again, just as you did the first time. And the breath from my spirit was lost yet again simply because you crossed my mind. Today I found myself lost in the cascading waters of forget-me-not, and the beauty of your remembered persona washed over me and left me drenched in the magic of you and all that you are. Today I was totally, completely, and absolutely captivated by your awe-inspiring touch upon my soul. Today, I was dumbfounded by the way you slipped into my heart's fondest dreams and painted a picture of yourself. Today, you made me realize that the sun's warmest rays pale in comparison to the beams of joy, wonder, so upon my entire being, with just the slightest remembrance of your smile. Today, I felt the oldest, coldest chill run down my spine when I tried to imagine the presence of a void from my existence. And the realization of your character from my life is devastating. Today, I found the most peaceful place in this existence. And from it, I can't hide. Today, I found something so incredible, so magical, so dynamic, it made me almost want to cry. Today I found the banner of joy, peace, and tranquility, and I've experienced the ecstasy of pure desire by holding the thought of you as high as any mantle able to be reached by a man and beyond. Today these things I've done were of a full heart, sound mind, open spirit, and willing body, just because you took me to the pleasantly wanton land of recall. And today I was enveloped by the most fondest of endearing memories. I reveled in it. I wallowed in the symphony of its majesty and charm, completely engulfed by its magnificence. I then realized that you are the come-to-life embodiment of my sweetest, dearest, purest, and most magic fantasy of my mind's offspring. Today I had a thought, and it was of the most wondrous thing I've ever come to know. Today I thought of you. Now you know why I smile. And that is what I think love would say. I want to say thank you to everyone for expounding on love's voice, giving it some meaning, giving it some heart, giving it some body. There's someone listening right now who wanted to say exactly what we wanted to say, what our love voice said, and didn't know quite how to put it. There's somebody listening right now who wants somebody to touch their heart, touch their spirit, touch their soul, and hopefully those words dressed upon you. Sometimes love isn't just all sweet roses and flowers and champagne. It's a little bit more. Sometimes it's a little harder. Sometimes it hurts. Sometimes it stings, worse than that of a wasp, worse than that of a bee. But it has something to it. Sometimes love is very innocent. It has no role. It just exists for you to admire it, for you to relish it, for you to adore it. There's somebody listening right now, and all those voices you heard, they dressed you. They complimented you. They filled you. They gave you food for your heart, food for your spirit, food for the sensuality that ebbs from you. They gave you sustenance. They gave you substance. Love has a voice. And today, I think you heard it. Well, we appreciate all of our guests today. We appreciate you for listening. So I'm going to say right now, raise your glasses. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Bottoms to the top. And I want you to remember, every idea you have is grand. Every thought you possess is warranted. And with every step you make, and with every endeavor you take, bold, small, big, or indifferent, I hope and pray on this exceptionally special Valentine's Day that they're always on point.
On point.
On point.
On point.
On point. On point.